Next item, to the regular agenda, item number 134.
Authorize a competitive invitation to bid for digester cleaning services to be performed at the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Colleagues, the city's primary wastewater treatment plant in North Portland is Oregon's largest. It helps protect public health and our environment 24 hours a day, year-round. The digesters are a key part of the process, turning waste into reusable products, methane for renewable energy, and biosolids for soil amendment. To keep the digesters functioning properly, they need to be periodically cleaned. Here today to give a brief presentation on this is Bill Sterling, Treatment Plant Operations Supervisor, and of course, Rob George, Operations Manager, both with the Bureau of Environmental Services. Take it away.
Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. As you stated, my name is Bill Sterling. I'm an Operations Supervisor at the Bureau of Environmental Services. My name is Bill Sterling, Operations Supervisor with the Bureau of Environmental Services. With me today is Rob George, Operations Manager, and my boss. Like I said, we work at the wastewater treatment plant. It's located in North Portland. It's the largest in the state. It's Portland's main wastewater treatment plant. The plant has been providing wastewater treatment for the city of Portland since 1952. We're proud to be there operating and maintaining the facilities for 24 hours a day. It's a year-round operation, and we've been doing it for nearly seven decades. Today, we are here requesting authorization to use the competitive bid process to obtain the most responsible contractor providing the best price meeting the specifications for digester cleaning and residuals disposal services. In this aerial view, you could see we have approximately 100 acres in North Portland. And in red, there are 10 circular tanks highlighted that are our solids digesters. These tanks collectively have about 20 million gallons of capacity. Some are bigger and some are smaller, as you might be able to see. As a closer look, explaining what the digesters do in the price processes, they are key for the treatment process as they provide for the treatment of the organic solids that come into the plant. They are set up and intended to act like the human stomach by using organic matter as food to create reusable products such as methane and biosolids. The Bureau needs to have each of these 10 digesters cleaned at the plant every 2 years, which equates to about 5 a year. Cleaning is necessary to maximize biosolids storage, sustain performance, and optimize biogas production. This is a picture of a digester that is in need of cleaning. It is in full of unusable material.
So to clean it, do you actually have to shovel it out? I mean, how do you do that?
That's what the contractor would do, but they usually insert a pump and pump it to their dewatering equipment and then haul it away to a permitted landfill.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Hardesty.
Is there any new technology that actually would be self-cleaning and therefore would not have to take this expense every couple of years of cleaning it out?
If it exists, we are not aware of it.
Then maybe we should build it. Right? Because I don't know. We're moving into this climate future, right? My question is always going to be, is there a green way to do this? Because it doesn't seem like this is good for the environment, pulling this stuff out of the ground and taking this to a dump somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually going to help us meet our climate justice goals if we continue to do that and not looking at what's out there that actually is innovative, is green, that allows us to actually be leaders around how do we continue to do this in a way that makes sense? Just inquiring minds want to know.
Thank you.
Thanks. next slide. So this is what a clean inside of the tank, clean digester looks like after after all the inorganic material has been removed. The cleaning process removes, like I said, the non-organic material. Over time, these large tanks accumulate inorganic material like the sand, grit, as well as rocks, rags, and plastic material that come off the streets of Portland and other sources. The cleaning process ensures they sustain their capacity and operate properly.
This requires.
Sorry.
Where do we dump that stuff?
Previously, that is what the contractor gets a permit for to take our stuff. We have some experience. The last contract they went out, they took it to Arlington up by Hermiston. So we are here to request you to authorize conducting an invitation to bid for the digester cleaning services to clean the five digesters a year. The estimated cleaning cost of the digesters based on the previous contract we had in 2018. And we have moderate to high level of confidence in this estimate. And the funds are available in our sewer system operating fund.
Can I ask a question? This is coming to council because it fits within our contracting criteria. Is that right?
My understanding is that we come before you because it's over a certain price.
Okay. But this level is ongoing standard procedure, is it not? I mean, there's nothing unusual here.
We would like it to be.
it's a maintenance activity.
Yeah, and you do this every so often. I mean, it's a requirement of the system, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And is this consistent with what you've been paying in the past?
That's what this is based on, is the results of past cleaning efforts.
Okay. So it could be a little more, it could be a little less.
Right.
Okay. All right.
True, yeah. That's it. Thank you for your time, and
Commissioner Hardesty, I think Bill has a question for you.
Thank you. Can you tell me who the contractors are and what their diversity breakdown has been in the past, and what you're hoping for with this contract?
So the last contractor that we used had a very diverse labor pool. We will be using our procurement specialist to their fullest capabilities, but I will also add that this is fairly specialized work requiring a lot of safety considerations and specialized tools and equipment to make this happen.
Right, which is why I was asking about the equity goals. If you've achieved those goals in the past, my expectation wouldn't be that you would not be able to achieve it in your new contract. Is that your expectation as well?
That is our expectation, yes.
And did you achieve your goals in the last contract?
I am not sure of that. We could check.
Certainly would appreciate knowing what that breakdown has been in the last contract and what you expect in the new one. Thank you.
I'd be happy to provide that.
Yeah, I just want to say I have found it fascinating learning about this. And at some point, I'd actually like to tour the facility. I'm advised to tour it before the heat of summer, but I really appreciate the work you do out there, and I'd like to see it. I'd like to learn more about it. Commissioner Fritz.
It was one of my more memorable field trips with my kids. I just wanted to say that I'm thinking very fondly of Commissioner Fish and seeing Senator Lawrence working here, who has, you know, the presentations from environmental services have really become very interesting, clear. Mm-hmm. You have answers to most of our questions, and that's definitely due to his leadership over 5+ years. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Carla, is there any testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
All right, well, maybe they'll all go on the tour with me, and that'll gin up some questions.
It was interesting.
It's very interesting, yeah. It's. Do people actually have to go into the tank? Like
they do.
And so I assume their hazmat breathing apparatus, all that. So I see what you mean when you say specialized and dangerous work.
Following all the OSHA confined space rules and all the precautions in place.
Okay,
when they do that.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate the work you all do. It's some of that invisible work that city employees do that they won't notice it when you do it right, but boy, if things go badly, they'll notice it right away.
Right.
So thank you for that. Appreciate it. Thank you, Asana, as well.
Very much.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next